Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And in the news today, the future of the Orkney Islands Abattoir at Hatstone still hangs in the balance. There are just two kills planned before the doors close, and the only way forward would appear to be a co-op of all the butchers on the islands actually running the facility for themselves. On the one hand, the alternative of sending animals to the mainland is simply out of the question cost-wise, and on the other hand, Orkney without local meat does not bear thinking about. It's a real dilemma, and the butchers face an uphill task of trying to make it work. We wish them the very best of luck right there. But today we're going back to the renewable energy stories that we've been covering all week here on MFR Farming. And you may remember yesterday we were looking at the various options for utilising wood fuels. Here's Stuart McIntyre from Highland Heat and Power standing by a working wood pellet boiler telling us that the modern burners can be just about silent and up to 98% efficient.
This particular boiler is a Windhager pellet boiler. It's a very sophisticated piece of equipment, whereas if you're looking at something that's burning wood chip and particularly logs, quite often they're more basic industrial types of equipment. It's horses for courses.
And it's most basic, it's kind of a slot in, slot out system, isn't it? I mean, we've got a system here which is feeding three properties with two boilers, and it's directly replaced their heating system, and the guy's actually going to be making money from it.
If you think of what your heating bills are for the year, there's potential to cut that by 30, 40%, up to 100% if you're providing your own fuel. The capital cost is high, and that's the purpose of the government's renewable heat incentive, to provide an income stream to make that investment attractive. And it also helps the government meet a lot of the CO2 targets that they've agreed in Europe and further afield. Like anything that's new, it's taking longer to get off the ground, but there is government money out there, and with the economy and the government being in the position that they're in at the moment, they're always looking for ways to save money. So if wood fuel is something that you think is of interest to you, my suggestion was look into it now, because like the feed-in tariffs, when phase two or phase three comes out, it's unlikely to be as financially attractive as it is at the moment.
And if you want to find out more about renewable heats, there's free independent advice available tomorrow at a demonstration day. That's at Newbold House, St Leonard's Road, Forest, open between 12 and 4. But whatever you're doing this weekend, do have a good one. I'll be back Monday with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.